Time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, in its new time at 5 o'clock with host Dana Rodriguez. And he's joined by technical editor Kara Pace and music critic for the SF Chronicle, Mr. Joshua Cosmer.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be the Hat Man, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
It's wet. If you ain't got, you get.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a very lovely afternoon, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of that afternoon, because Minds Over Matter, of course, is now on at 5 p.m. So we hope you can put aside that 60 minutes and hopefully join us. All right, there we go. All right, stop talking now.
I knew that would prompt Dana to step in.
Okay, there we go.
Was talking, it wasn't him.
Please excuse me for that happening. And okay, we'll start again. This is Minds Over Matter. Hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because we are now on at 5 p.m. Just to give you the two numbers, they are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And I noticed that Josh was introduced as Mr. Joshua Cosman, the way they used to introduce George Arliss in the movies as Mr. George Arliss. That was always his billing. So
that's right.
You're in fine company.
He's a role model. Always has been.
I could see that. Yeah, and anyway, so also want to give you our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. MindsOverMatter1@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners out there. Feel free to email us anytime. We generally do not read them during the show, but they all get read, and it's always great to hear from you. So please feel free to do that. Again, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. It's always great to call earlier in the show. We do want to take as many calls as we can, and the earlier you call, the better chance you have of getting on the air. So just a word of warning to you. If you would like to hear us in live stream, all you have to do is go to kalw.org. Of course, you can just turn on your radio as well. And if you would like to hear the podcast, we are trying to arrange it so it will be up before 7 o'clock. It will be up by 7. And so those of you who are used to listening to us at 7 can listen to the podcast then. You won't be able to call in, but you can listen to the podcast just like the old days. So, all right. All that being said, I will say hello to my fellow panelists, Kira and Josh. Hi.
Hi.
Hiya.
Okay. And we will start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. Call Kira Pace. That's her name. That name again is Kira Pace.
Joshua Cosman has a hard time telling airlines apart. American, United, and JetBlue are all just Delta variants as far as he's concerned.
And as a longtime observer of the pocket fisherman, our moderator Dana Rodriguez bids a sad farewell to Mr. Ronco himself. Mr. Ron Popeil wonders if his grave marker will say, just set it and forget it.
All right.
Set it, but don't forget it. For Ron Popeil.
All right. And that is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. I'm going to do my long question now. So I'm going to give you some names to write down. So, Rachel McAdams, Jodie Foster, John Hubbard, Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Schlatter, Fred Savage, Kirk Cameron, and Corey Feldman. Again, those names are Rachel McAdams, Jodie Foster, John Hubbard, Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Schlatter, Fred Savage, Kirk Cameron, and Corey Feldman. All of these people have played characters who body switched with people in body switching movies. For each name, tell me the actor they body switched with and the name of the movie in which all this body switching took place.
If you don't mind, I'm going to jump in and grab the low-hanging fruit because I only got one.
All right, go.
Lindsay Lohan was in the Parent Trap remake. I mean, Freaky Friday remix. Excuse me.
She was in both.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's what. Yeah.
Only Freaky one Friday. Applies.
Right. There we go.
And who did she body switch with?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That is correct.
You're missing the second half of that, though, Josh.
What's that?
That Jodie Foster was in the first Freaky Friday.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jodie Foster body switched with whom?
Oh, that's a little tougher. It's I can picture her in my. It's Barbara. It's not Barbara Harris, is it?
It is Barbara Harris. Okay. Nice job.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, the Belle of Amherst?
No, that's Julie Harris.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Barbara Harris was. What was she in? Oh, well, I'll think of it later.
Freaky Friday.
John Hubbard, of course, this will be the most difficult one, at least for people who think about movie history. John Hubbard was in a 1940 movie called Turnabout. And he switched with his wife, who I think was Carol Landis. Anyway, one became a woman and one became a man or something like that, yeah.
My understanding is that the way they showed body switching was they dubbed the voices. Is that correct?
I have never seen the movie, but I remember I've seen a still of John Hubbard wearing a dress. And that's about as far as I can go with this.
Well, you are correct. It is Turnabout and it is Carol Landis. So
right.
It is a Bell.
Okay. All right. And so I'm sorry. Why don't you go over who's left on the list here?
We've got Rachel McAdams, Charlie Schlatter, Fred Savage, Kirk Cameron, and Corey Feldman.
Okay.
So I've never seen this movie and I've never read this book, but there's a book called The Time Traveler's Wife that was made into a movie that I think Rachel McAdams was in, and it probably has some body switching in it. Am I anywhere in the right vicinity?
No. Okay. Rachel McAdams is in that movie. I don't think there's body switching, though.
There's time travel. That's the same thing. All right.
Okay.
Well, sure.
No, it's like somebody time travels, and I don't think it's Rachel McAdams. But yes.
And it was just a wild guess.
That's fair.
All right.
Not that movie.
So I'm sorry. Go over the ones that have not been gotten yet, please.
Sure. It's Rachel McAdams, Charlie Schlatter, Fred Savage, Kirk Cameron, and Corey Feldman.
And you are looking for?
And all those people play characters who body switched with other people in body switching movies. So I want to know the actor they body switched with and the name of the movie.
All right. And Josh, go ahead, please.
All right. Well, that's uncannily like the movie. Yeah. the movie question I had queued up first. So
oh,
no. No, it's all right. It's cool. We'll skip it. We'll come back to it.
She did the same thing last week. Yes.
2 weeks ago with the Ron Popeil question.
There's some sort of surveillance going on, I think, but go ahead.
All right. So I still have a movie question. We'll start with it's a list, which is a good place to start. So by my count, there are 8 real historical people who appear by name in full or in part in the titles of best picture winning movies. So Oscar winning pictures that have the name of a real person in the title. And when I say the name of the real person, I mean to exclude such movies as The King's Speech and Braveheart, which are not actual names, although they refer to actual historical people. But I've got the list of 8. Which is usually the preface to somebody calling in and saying, well, what about this? And then I realize I overlooked one, but I think this is good. So how many can you spot?
The Life of Emile Zola.
That is, that's a Dana. That's a Dana question there. Dana answer. Good.
1937. Yeah.
Well, as opposed to the other ones.
Yeah. Right.
Did Braveheart win?
Braveheart did win, but I'm not counting that as
that's
his
a
name.
Nickname. He doesn't
that's
want nicknames.
Nickname.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. How many did you say?
So there are 8, of which you've gotten 1.
All right. Well, it's a start, you know.
I'm not disrespecting.
I don't think there's
anything
before The Life of Emile Zola. I don't think there's anything before. Oh, The Private Life of Henry VIII? No, that's didn't win Best Picture.
Didn't win Best Picture.
Okay. All right. And all right, I have to think about this.
The question is, who are the real historical people who appear by name in full or in part in the titles of best picture winning movies? Dana got The Life of Emile Zola. We are excluding titles that refer to historical people, but not by name, such as The King's Speech and Braveheart.
What about Shakespeare in Love?
Shakespeare in Love is right on. Shakespeare in Love is, I think, the most recent one, unless I... No, I didn't alphabetize these. These seem to be in historic, in chronological order. So that's the most recent one.
Okay. Yep. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Stephen Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Josh, I think I have four of yours. How many of them do you want?
Give all four. The early bird.
Okay. Lawrence of Arabia.
Correct.
Very good.
Schindler's List.
Correct.
Gandhi.
Uh-huh.
And Amadeus.
Well done.
Good job.
Give Steve four bells, if you would.
We generally give one bell to cover everything, but go ahead.
My question, Dana.
All right.
Okay, question for you. Speaking of Best Picture Academy Award winners, which is probably why I could pull all those off the top of my head, there have been five winners with two-word titles where the first word is the. Can you name them?
The Artist.
Yeah.
Yep.
And...
The Apartment? Did that win?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very good. Good job.
Nice.
Did we answer your question? Oh, there's five.
There's five. Three more.
Okay, sorry.
We got artist, The Artist and The Apartment, and The Departed.
Correct.
So they all have ART in them somewhere. That's the theme. Mm-hmm.
Huh. That does not apply to the other two.
Ah. We can get this. Or we can leave it out.
The other two were in successive years.
Ooh.
The Godfather and...
Yes.
Right? Isn't it
yes,
The Godfather?
Yes,
yeah, yes.
Okay. And The Deer Hunter.
No.
so it's... The Deer Hunter is the year before Godfather. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry.
No, leave it out for people.
All right.
Let people guess. And just give your question once more. State your question once more.
So there have been five Best Picture Academy Award winners with two-word titles where the first word is the, T-H-E, and you've gotten four of them, which were The Apartment, The Godfather, The Departed, and The Artist.
And there's one left.
There's one left.
Okay. All right. Leave it out. We'll try to get that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Let me give you a couple questions here. What are the three most populous countries in the world that do not have a McDonald's? They are all over 100 million people. What are the three most populous countries in the world that do not have a McDonald's restaurant? They are all over 100 million in population.
So my first guess would be North Korea, but I don't know what the population
no,
is.
No, it's not 100 million.
Okay.
About like Saudi Arabia.
Nope.
Hmm.
And they don't have 100 million either.
Is there? No, there is.
So 100 million must be big.
It is. Well, yeah, pretty big.
Well, I don't know. I
So again, what are the three most populous countries in the world that do not have a McDonald's restaurant? The population of all three is over 100 million. Second question. What I would like is the most common 9, 10, and 11 letter last names in the U.S. So what is the most common 9-letter name, last name? What is the most common 10-letter last name? And what is the most common 11-letter last name in the United States?
Is 9 Rodriguez?
It is Rodriguez.
I was going to say, yep.
Good for you. It gets a little harder then after that. So again, what is the most common 9-letter last name, most common 10-letter last name, and the most common 11-letter last name in the United States? The most common 9-letter one is Rodriguez. Strangely enough, it happens to be the 5th or 6th most common last name in the country. And so think about that. And again, what are the three most populous countries in the world that do not have a McDonald's restaurant? The population of all of them is over 100 million. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
How are you?
Good.
So I'm really concerned about this horrible heat dome that's happening all over the world. Germany, up north, you know, Canada, United States, unpresentable temperatures, very high temperatures, all of that. So, you know, I have to look at what is the cause. Of course, humans are the cause. So I like to attack basically half of our water, too. And everybody knows California is going very, very extreme shortage of water. So half of our water go to farms and farm animals. So my question is, how many chicken do we kill in the United States to eat every year? I will give you a hint. To the closest billion. How many billion of chicken we kill every year?
Josh, Kira?
Oh, no, Dana, this is all you, baby.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's close to a billion. Then
how about, I'm getting to the answer because my question is a bit longer. Yeah, 8 billion. 8 billion of chicken.
Oh, 8 billion. I thought you said it was close to a billion. I'm sorry.
No, 8 billion. How about how many pigs? Poor pigs. How many? Millions.
Millions, yes.
How many millions?
Yes.
500 pigs. Million.
No, 100 million.
Okay.
How about cows?
We grant you the point that it's a lot. Let's put it that way.
30 million. Right. Okay. Now let's go to water. How many gallons of water it takes to make an egg?
You mean from the conception
of the
egg?
Yeah, from the cow drinking water. I mean, it was a chicken drinking water and making an egg.
Right.
10 gallons.
Probably. Hmm? How many?
10 gallons.
53 gallons. Okay. How about gallon of milk?
Probably more.
Yeah.
4.5 gallons. No, 4.5 gallons, actually. Now, this is where it comes to. All of us heard a lot of bad things about almonds and soy milk. So, how many gallons of. Well, we know 4.5 gallons of water for regular milk, but how about soy milk? And there'd be, write that down because this is very important. I want everybody to stop buying this stuff. How many soy milk? Take a gallon of water.
10. Six, did you say?
Yeah. How, it is larger than cow milk. How many gallons of water it takes to make a gallon of soy milk?
Yeah, we don't know yet. Sorry.
Okay, I'll give you 208. And almond, it even worse. 1,611 gallons of water. So everybody, unless we do something very quickly, never mind beef, it takes almost 3,000 pounds to make a pound of beef. We're going to beat Venus. It has high enough temperature, it's going to make enough to melt lead. It is 100 times more pressure than Earth. It's rotated backward. We are in really, you know, let me tell you, I'm very pessimistic. I think 30 years, we'll probably have to live underground. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry to be bad news bureau, but it's really, it's pretty bad. What is happening now, as a scientist, it's been 30-40 years studying physics. This is very, very bad omen to come.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And then have a good night. Yeah, okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. This is not a political show. This is just Minds Over Matter. And we are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. The 5. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you about it. It's old habits are hard to break. Yeah, 28 years I was saying 7. And so the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Again, we're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. My fellow panelists, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman, music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Kira, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick rewrite of this question. All right, so before he showed up in every episode of Sherman's Showcase, the ghost of Frederick Douglass materialized in a 1971 commercial spot for a certain product that ran during a television show whose original run was 1971 to 2006. So what I want to know is what product did was Frederick, the ghost of Frederick Douglass, hired to sell, and during what television show?
This show ran from, did you say 1971 to 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would seem to limit it.
Yeah, it would. Not My Mother, the Car.
No. 1971 to 2006.
So was this on, well, you said commercial, so mm-hmm. does that, could it have, was this on PBS at all?
No.
Was it on Saturday morning?
Actually, I don't remember the day of the, it's a syndicated show. So it was shown at different times in different places. So I really can't answer that.
Is it a game show?
It's not.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I got nothing. That was just me opening my mouth to say,
all right.
I don't know.
Kira, just read the question once more if you would.
Sure. Before he showed up in every episode of Sherman's Showcase, the ghost of Frederick Douglass materialized in a 1971 commercial spot for a certain product that ran during a TV show whose original run was 1971 to 2006. What I'd like to know is, what is the product and what was the show?
The Vegematic?
No.
No. Okay.
Sorry. What is Sherman's Showcase?
Sherman Showcase is an excellent show on IFC. Just got a second season, I believe, or it's going to. Anyway, or maybe that was just the one special. In any case, it was a show on IFC where it's an infomercial, basically. It's a mock infomercial.
But this is all beside the point of the question.
It is.
No, I just typed.
Well, it's kind of related, actually.
Well, kind of. But all right, leave that out, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. For Kira's question, is the television show Soul Train?
It is Soul Train. That's Soul absolutely Train. Right. Okay. Do you know the product?
I've seen something like a hair care product, Afro Sheen.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
The ghost of Frederick Douglass showed up to a college dorm, a kid in a college dorm who was going to go out with a messy fro. And Frederick Douglass came in and had him straighten up his hair by using Afro Sheen.
Well, at least it wasn't Jerry Curl.
I think it was before Jerry Curl.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, for Dana's question, I'm just going to take a couple guesses.
Sure.
For the over 100 million. Is Indonesia one of the countries without a McDonald's?
It is not.
Okay, what about Nigeria?
Yes, you are correct. Very good.
Malaysia?
No.
What about, I'm running out of countries over 100 million. I'm not sure. I won't take any other guesses on that. My question for you guys is, do you know what the most expensive car in the world is and how much it's worth and what the, I won't get into all the details, but what the brand is?
So when you say the most expensive car, you're not talking about a one-off collector's car. You're talking about a car where more than one is made in a given year. You know, like it's a model, it's a line of cars.
There was more than one made, but yes, it is definitely in the collector's realm.
Okay.
It is the most expensive car in the world.
So do they still make this car, or was just this, they don't make this car anymore?
The brand still exists, but they don't make that particular car.
I see. Okay. All right. Could you tell us how much the car is?
$70 million.
Wow. Most expensive car in the world. So was this car made for a particular person or?
No.
Just,
no,
okay.
It was built, I'll just say, back in the day, just like the rest of them that were made that year and the next year, off the line. Or I guess they're not off the line for that brand, but you know what I mean?
Something
that
like
may have given it away.
Maybe like a Duesenberg or something?
Nope.
I'm sorry, Josh, Kira?
No,
I don't know
cars.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. It's a 1963 Ferrari GTO.
Oh,
wow.
All right. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
I wish we had known that. That's interesting. Thank you.
I wouldn't have junked mine. And let's see.
If Nigeria is right without the McDonald's, what about Algeria?
No.
Okay.
Not Algeria. And Josh, I think it's your turn.
Okay. I have a geography question. I don't know if this is actually gettable or not, or if it's fun, but we'll try it and see. And if it's not a good question, you can boo me. There are, by my count, there are three pairs of world capitals that lie at the same latitude. This is not counting Rome and Vatican City, which are on the same spot, but three pairs of world capitals that are far apart, but on the same latitude. And I want you to tell me not what they are, but I'll give you the deets. If you leave Asmara, Eritrea, travel 352 miles due east, where do you end up? That's number one. The second one is leave Madrid, travel 2,782 miles due east, where do you end up? And thirdly, if you leave Tehran, Iran, and travel 4,770 miles due east, where do you end up? These are all sort of directly east-west travel between two world capitals. So again, leaving Asmara, Eritrea, traveling 352 miles to the east, you end up where? Leave Madrid in Spain, travel 2,782 miles due east, you end up where? Leave Tehran, Iran, travel 4,770 miles due east, where do you end up?
All right. So Eritrea, that would imply that you're going across the part of the Indian Ocean, maybe the Bay of Bengal. Am I right about any of that?
You're overshooting. You're only going 352 miles.
Okay. So is this a island nation?
It is not.
Okay. Then only going that far. Okay. So could it be a country like Yemen, for instance?
Well, I want these are world capitals. I want
city to city
travel.
I understand. Am I in the right neighborhood?
You're in the right neighborhood.
Okay. And now I have to remember what the capital of Yemen is. And of course, it's been in the news. But all right, let me mull that over. And Kira, I'm sorry. Am I? You are not.
No, I don't know any of these. I have no guess right now.
And
sorry.
Madrid, if you're going due east,
right? So
that would sort of make me think that it could be maybe in the former Yugoslavia. Is that too far? No, that's too far, isn't it?
We're going 2,700 miles.
Oh, 2,700 miles. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 2,700.
Oh, so, I was thinking. Oh, so, all right. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Not far enough.
I was thinking of the last question. 2,700 miles. Huh. Right. Okay, there's a lot of possibilities there. Okay,
right.
Leave that out. Just
right.
Give it once more if you would.
Yeah, sure. So these are world capital cities that are at the same latitude. You know, only three pairs that I could find, not counting Rome and Vatican City. You leave Asmara, Eritrea, travel due east for 352 miles. What capital city do you end up in? If you leave Madrid and travel 2,782 miles due east, what capital city do you end up in? If you leave Tehran, Iran, and travel 4,770 miles due east, what world capital do you end up in? Needless to say, all of these eastward voyages are as the crow flies.
All right. You don't have to repeat that, but let's repeat any other questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, we'll start with you.
I'm still looking for people who were in body-switching movies with these people. So Rachel McAdams, Charlie Schlatter, Fred Savage, Kirk Cameron, and Corey Feldman. I want to know the people that those five actors body switched with and the name of the movie in which the body switching took place.
There was a version of basically the male version of Freaky Friday, and it was from a British film called Vice Versa. I'm not sure if the remake was called Vice Versa or not, where the son and the father switched. And I think Fred Savage was in the remake of that. Am I on the right track?
Fred Savage was in Vice Versa. Do you remember with whom he switched?
I think it was Judge Reinhold.
It is Judge Reinhold. Yeah. That is correct.
All right. Okay, good. And I'm sorry, let's see. Yes, the three most populous countries in the world that do not have a McDonald's. I'm looking for that. The three most populous countries in the world that do not have a McDonald's. All of them have a population of over 100 million. So far, one of our callers got Nigeria. What are the other two on that list? And I'm looking for the most common 9, 10, and 11-letter last names in the U.S. What is the most common 9, 10, and 11-letter last names in the U.S.? 9 was gotten by, what was it, Kira or Josh? I don't remember one of them, which is Rodriguez, strangely enough. And so what is the most common 10-letter last name and the most common 11-letter last name? And it is my turn.
And I'm going to
– Yeah, go ahead.
I'm still looking for
– Oh, yes. I'm
sorry. That's all right. I'm still looking for real historical people who appear by name in the title of Best Picture-winning movies. We've gotten Emile Zola, Lawrence of Arabia, Gandhi, Amadeus, Schindler of the List, and Shakespeare of the Love. There are two more still waiting to be gotten. And we had a caller call in and ask for the five Best Picture Oscar-winning movies whose titles are two words, with the first word being the. We got The Artist, we got The Apartment, we got The Departed, we got The Godfather. There's one more. I don't know what it is. Dana probably knows, but we're looking for that from a caller.
It's too far back in my head. I can't pull it out. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, let me give you a question here. This may be quite easy. I suspect it is. And if this ever has ever been asked, please tell me. Of the seven ancient wonders of the world, which is the most north, the most south, the most east, and the most west? I'll give you each one guess. Of the seven ancient wonders of the world, which is the most north, the most south, the most east, and the most west? Josh, Kira?
I always have to start by trying to remember if I can see if I can remember any of them. I'm going to guess that the Hanging Gardens of Babylon would be pretty far east.
You would be correct. That is the furthest east. Very good. And Kira?
I think one of the Greek ones is going to be farthest north. So what about the Colossus at Rhodes?
No, that's actually down in the – that's pretty far south. Okay. Well, it's sort of in the middle.
Well, because there's all the Egyptian ones, too.
Yeah, right. So...
Oh, what about Zeus.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was...
Because Zeus, the giant... Is,
yeah.
The
giant Zeus. I can't remember the name of the Zeus statue.
It's the statue, the giant statue of Zeus, yeah.
Is that the one for
that's
north?
Zeus. That's good enough.
Okay.
North? But for what?
North.
No.
Okay.
No.
How about west?
West is correct. Yes. Yes. So the statue of Zeus at Olympia is the furthest west, and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon is the furthest east. So we're still looking for, of the seven ancient wonders of the world, which is the most south and which is the most north. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay, this is Patience from Palo Alto.
Hi.
I have three terms for you. The first is Vice, B-I-C-E, Vice.
Right.
The second is Gamboge, G-A-M-B-O-G-E, Gamboge. And the third is Metamerism, M-E-T-A-M-E-R-I-S-M. What do they mean?
Do these, well, Vice, of course, I've heard. I can't say I'm too familiar with Gamboge and the last. Josh, do they mean anything to you?
Vice, V for Victor, I-C-E, like Vice
no,
versa?
No, no, B as in boy.
Oh,
Vice.
Ah,
there we go.
Vice.
I thought
okay.
that makes it a little more challenging.
Right.
Vice, that's a term I've heard, but I can't place it.
The only Bice I know is the American Idol winner, so I'm out.
Beau Bice.
Yeah, Beau Bice.
Forgot about him. Metamerism, or so that has something to do with polymers that change from one form to another.
Yeah, sort of.
Is there a relation between these three words?
Yes, they're all in the same kind of realm. Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I don't know. Gamboge, I can't even place that etymologically. I mean, I guess this is the time to be the to go all Scripps Howard on you and say language of origin, please.
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
Gamboge sounds slightly French, but you never know.
Well,
I do know that Gamboge has a place in scientific investigation. Somewhere in the early 20th century, it was the way that its molecules behaved was influential in making some scientific breakthrough. But that's not what I'm calling about.
Okay.
Huh.
Boy, I'm stumped.
Yeah, I'm afraid I am too.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yes,
go ahead.
Please do.
Okay, so Bice is a blue. It's a medium blue. It's a calcium carbonate blue. And it's really a useful color to know about because it's the kind of blue that's everywhere, and it's more descriptive term than just saying blue. It's medium blue. Gamboge is the deep mustard color of Buddhist robes.
Mm.
And that's the one that has a scientific history to it as well, which is interesting.
So is it blue that ties all of them together, is the color?
Blue,
I think,
is
these
color.
Are all religious
Gamboge
colors, right?
No, they're just colors. They're just colors.
I'm sorry.
And then metamerism.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
And then metamerism is, you were really close there, Josh. It's where two colors look the same under one kind of light and look different under a different kind of light.
So this is like the blue and gold of the Twitter thing, the dress, right?
Oh, it is? Oh, could be.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that dress
is
under one circumstance and Gamboge on the other.
Oh, that would be pretty extreme.
Oh, right.
But you could have a gamboge next to an ochre.
Okay.
And they might look similar. They might look the same under one light and entirely
interesting.
Different colors. Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Thank you very much.
That's that.
Thank you for the question.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. I have to keep kicking myself. And so we do hope you are enjoying the show and you can possibly join us. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Boy, the previous caller made me wish there was environmental impact labeling on food, just like nutritional labeling. People would make rational decisions, but I think we're kind of ignorant about the cost, not the price. Anyway, here's a good question. Oh, Kira, I followed up on what you said last week. Arthur C. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick wrote the screenplay for... Go ahead, Kira.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what happened last week. They
Arthur
wrote the screenplay.
Clark and huh?
Yeah, 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Right, and you gave the folk explanation of where the name HAL comes from.
Oh,
you can Google this, but you can Google this. But I actually have met the person, the founder of AI, who came up with the word. He told it to Stanley Kubrick. Do you want to know what it is? What HAL stands for?
All right, go ahead.
Heuristic algorithm, HAL, because that's what it is. It's an algorithm based on, like, experience, heuristic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a little interesting fact. Don't let the folk explanation get away with us. Anyway, you can Google that.
To be fair, a thing can be two things.
What do you mean? It's a heuristic algorithm.
Okay.
That's what HAL is. He's a heuristic algorithm.
Sure.
And it was suggested by Marvin Minsky, a brilliant man, who father of AI, who died a few years ago. I met him, by the way. And what Asian Canadian singer had his 80th birthday 2 days ago? Asian Canadian singer. His parents were from the Levant.
Oh, is this like a? I actually know. I withdraw my guess.
You know what the Levant means, by the way?
Yes, that's the, I suppose, Turkey, Lebanon area. That would be the Levant.
Well, it's a French word. It means the same thing as Orient. In other words, the rising sun, Levant.
It's the Near East, is what they would think.
And this singer's parents, his mother was from Lebanon, his father from Syria. He was born in Ottawa.
Where's Engelbert Humperdinck from? Is he Canadian?
No, this guy turned 80 years old 2 days ago.
Right. No, we don't know.
Paul Anka.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Right. Now you hear that last name, you're like, yeah, that is okay. It's from the Levant.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, enjoy.
All right, bye-bye. And who has a short question? I will throw it out to you.
I have a short question
this week. Go ahead.
What is the oldest continuously published newspaper in the United States?
Is it still the Hartford Courant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was afraid that was going to be a chestnut. All right.
No, it's all right.
I didn't know it until I found it out.
All right. And Kira, do you have a short question? Short?
Yeah. What are the only two chemical elements named after women?
Oh,
there are two.
Meitnerium and curium.
Isn't there? Yeah.
Yep. Meitnerium and curium. Right. So that was my quick question. Been and gone.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie and my sister Lisa, too.
Hi.
From Connecticut. How are you all doing?
Good.
So we want to know how many quarts of half and half are consumed in Canada yearly.
Yeah, right.
Please. Yeah. Anyway, Dana, how about Bangladesh, for one of the countries that doesn't have a McDonald's?
Yes, Bangladesh is indeed one. Very good.
Thank you. If you go due east from Asmara, Eritrea, do you go to like Sana'a, Yemen?
That's exactly where you end up. Well done.
Bam. And lastly, the gentleman, the two-word Oscar-winning title that won the Academy Award. It's The Sting.
Oh, it certainly is.
Good.
Well, so, I want to leave this question to you, Josh. What new music festival is the favorite?
I was just about to ask you this, because I've been pondering this, and I haven't gotten it yet, so forgive me of my silence, but go ahead, ask it. Let's see if other people can get it, because you stumped
me. It's a joke. It's a joke,
I know. I can tell a joke when I can spot a joke when I see it coming around the bend.
I'll tell what it is. What is the favorite new music festival of the Houston Astros? Bang on a Can. Looking for groans.
I don't get it, because I don't know enough about the Houston Astros.
Well, a couple of years ago, the Houston Astros were accused of sign stealing, and what they were doing is they were banging on a trash can in order to send out their...
That's right. I remember that there was a sign stealing scandal, but I'd forgotten the medium.
And then someone would be like in the... Yeah, someone would be like banging on a trash can in the... In the outfield, it's just like it really eluded him. So I was okay.
That's a better joke than that deserved a better response.
Yeah,
than
I'm sorry your sister had to hear that. So,
yeah, but at least it was up your alley, Josh, because we like Bang on the Can. Okay,
right.
We're done.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Taft.
Oh, Taft. All right.
Yeah, why not? Let's see. The Rachel McAdam, that wasn't, I never saw it, but did The Notebook have body switching, or is that just a time travel thing, Kara?
No, okay. It's from a different movie that nobody saw.
Okay, I can't guess it. Okay, some of the best picture films with the person thing, which I don't think any of these are right, but Lincoln?
Say again?
I didn't win Best Picture. Did Lincoln?
Lincoln did not win Best Picture.
Okay, Aaron Brockovich.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Aaron Brockovich, he said, but that
no,
didn't win Best
did not
Picture.
Win Best no. Picture either.
Okay, Silkwood?
No.
Ditto that, yeah.
Oscars right. For Cher, but...
No, right. Not Cher, not in that, no.
No?
No, hers is Moonstruck.
Yeah. Oh, I beg your pardon, you're right.
Marat Saad?
No. Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay. Some of the populist, the last populist, no McDonald's. How about Pakistan?
Not Pakistan.
Malaysia?
Not Malaysia.
Or Senegal?
Not Senegal.
I don't know, that's big enough. Okay. Some of the last names. Williamson.
No.
For 10.
Nope.
Springfield for 11.
No.
Krestovsky for 10.
No.
No, okay. The world capital of the same latitude. Madrid, is that maybe Beirut?
Let's see. You're getting close. Let me just think if you've veered a little bit too far south if you're in Beirut.
Oh, Ankara?
No.
Damascus?
Damascus?
No. I'm trying to remember. I think you're a little far west. If you haven't gone quite far enough, if you're in Ankara,
haven't gone far west.
You haven't
enough?
Got cart far east enough.
Far to, east enough.
Yeah.
So not Baghdad.
No. But you're in the right neighborhood.
Yerevan?
Oh, so close. Keep going. One more.
Oh, so is it? Azerbaijan?
Baku?
Baku. Baku is correct. Right. Baku, Azerbaijan. Okay. Exactly right.
Okay. Thanks for Dana. And then Tehran, maybe Tokyo?
Yes! Yes! Good. Perfect.
Yay!
Well done, you.
Okay.
Okay.
And with Dana's help. The Seven Ancient Wonders is the pyramids would be further south.
That would be the right. Furthest south, yes. The Great Pyramid of Giza, yes.
Ah, the Great Pyramids, of course. And the north, maybe the Temple of Athena?
No.
No, okay. Nope. And then I've got a geography question myself. The Encyclopedia Britannica says that these are the two most famous isthmuses. What are they?
Wow. Isthmus? Or it's like Isthmus of Panama?
Yeah,
did
right.
You say isthmus?
That's one, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, most
and
famous
then,
isthmuses.
And what part of the world would the second be in?
Roughly? It would be in the... It's in the Western Hemisphere.
So it's not the...
Yes. Yeah, Panama is...
Oh, is it in Russia?
It is not in Russia.
Okay.
Now...
It does have a canal through it.
Well,
as they all do.
Right, has a canal through it. So, no, it's not the Kiel. It's not the Kiel Canal. It's not. It's not the one in northern Germany.
No.
What is it?
Suez.
Oh,
of well, course.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's
all right.
And this mess. All right, thank you. Great
thank
show,
you.
As always.
Right.
So too early in the day for me. All right, bye.
Bye. For us all. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter and Bruno.
Hi, Peter.
Dana, does Iran have no McDonald's?
Let me put it this way. I asked for the three most populous countries in the world without a McDonald's, and this country has more people in it than Iran. So... Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. How about the Tomb of Mausolus for the northernmost?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Tomb of Mausolus?
No.
Okay. Josh, for the best picture names, I wish we could say that Mrs. Miniver had been a real person.
Oh, I do too, but unfortunately not. I checked.
Okay, I have a little game for you. You may remember playing something similar fairly recently called Fractured Flickers.
Right.
Well, this one I'm calling Frightfully Fractured Flickers. Before, we were looking for the names of two films. The last word in the name of the first film was the first word in the name of the second. Now we're looking for three films. The first word in the name of the third film is the last word in the name of the second film.
No documentaries.
No documentary.
All right, there you go.
we're in agreement.
Okay.
For instance, we had talked about The Remains of the Day the Earth Stood Still. Mm-hmm. In this game, it would be The Remains of the Day the Earth Stood Still Smoking.
Okay.
So, brilliant. Here's our first film by Ingmar Bergman in 1968, second by Martin Scorsese in 2013, and the third by King Vidor in 1931.
Well, the last one is City Streets.
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's close. That's close.
Oh, not City Streets. It's Street Scene. I'm sorry.
That's it.
Street Scene.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, so we have the last.
And what was the year on the Scorsese? 2013.
So something where street is the last word of the title.
The Scorsese film starred Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, Joe The Wolf Miguel. Of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Is that Scorsese? Was that Scorsese?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Really? Okay. All right.
And now we're looking for the first one.
Hour of the Wolf? Day of the Wolf?
Hour of the Wolf.
Hour of the Wolf,
Hour
yeah.
of the Wolf of Wall Street Scene.
All right. Nice. There you go.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Our next one, first film was directed by Robert Altman in 2000. Second film was directed by Ken Russell in 1969. And the third film was directed by Richard Curtis in 2003.
Uh-oh. This is harder. What's the easiest one? Probably the Ken Russell.
Ken Russell is probably... Oh, so...
Starring Alan Bates.
Yeah, it's Women in Love.
Women in Love.
So
it's, yeah, but Love Actually is the Richard Curtis, which is the
But Altman's Three Women is not from 2000. It's from like the 70s.
Not Three Men.
No. All right, so but, Women in Love Actually, correct? So
what's the other Altman with
and
Women
2000,
in?
What's 2000?
Richard Gere, Helen Hunt.
I was going to say, did he direct
Dr. T and the Women?
Oh, right. That was Altman?
Dr. Yes. T and the Women in Love Actually. All right.
You got it.
Wow.
Okay, good.
Okay, and third one.
Yeah.
The first film was directed by Lowell Sherman in 1933.
No. Morning Glory?
No. Why don't you come up sometime and see me?
Oh, right.
My Little Chickadee?
No. It's I'm No Angel. It's not I'm No Angel. It's She Done Him Wrong?
Yes.
All right. All right.
The second film was directed by Brian Forbes in 1966, starring John Mills, Ralph Richardson, and Michael Caine.
That's quite a
Wrong Box.
That's a quite a delightful film, by the way.
Yes, it is.
All right, She Done Him Wrong Box, yes?
Yes, and the third one was directed by Tom DeCillo in 1996, starring John Turturro, Sam Rockwell,
and yeah, what's that called? Box of Dreams or Box of... It's something like that, isn't it? Like,
yes, it is something like that.
Box of... Yeah, it's Sam Rockwell and who else is in that? Right.
You said John Turturro.
John Turturro, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, it's something like Box of Dreams. It's Box of... No, I can't think. I'm sorry.
Moonlight.
Box of Moonlight. All right.
You did very well.
I didn't see The Wrong Box. I saw The Wrong Box when I was a small child, and I learned what a tontine was, and I thought that information would come in handy throughout my life. And in fact, word has never come up, or that concept has never come up in the 50 years since.
Larry Gelbart wrote that.
Is it right?
Yeah, he wrote that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was living
in England. But a great film, worth watching again.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Keep them playing.
Okay. And time to clean up here. So let's answer any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, start with you.
Real quick, by process of elimination, is the farthest north the lighthouse?
It is. No, it is not the lighthouse.
Oh, so it was one that was used before, like maybe Zeus?
No.
Go. Mausoleum?
No. I'll tell you in one second. Go ahead. Finish.
All right. Rachel McAdams swapped bodies with Rob Schneider and the Hot Chick. Charlie Schlatter swapped bodies with George Burns in 18 again. Kirk Cameron with Dudley Moore in Like Father, Like Son. And Corey Feldman with Jason Robards in Dream a Little Dream. That's all I got.
Interesting. Okay. And Josh?
Best picture movies with people in the title. Well, George C. Scott played who?
Patton.
Patton. Right. And Dana, you were wrong to think that the Emile Zola was the first one. It's the second one. The first one is the year before. Who was that?
Oh, the great Ziegfeld.
Correct.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right. That's all right. That's all I got.
All right. And let's see. The of the seven ancient wonders of the world, which is the furthest north? That would be the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. So, and the three most populous countries in the world without a McDonald's that all have over 100 million population, Nigeria, Bangladesh, and Ethiopia. The most common 9, 10, and 11 letter last names in the U.S., Rodriguez is 9, 10 is Richardson, 11 is Christiansen. If we do not get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 5 p.m., thank you for making the time to join us in the afternoon. My thanks to our panel. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Damian D. Minor for handling the board and the phones. And, of course, our great thanks to you for making the time for us in the afternoon. I know it's not convenient for some of you, but thank you very much for joining us, and we hope you will keep it up. Thanks, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 5.